Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Thursday. Very excited. Rico in the Caribbean green Q-zip. The newly engaged Kenny Cott and Randy Watson on the ones and twos. Sexual chocolate. And I don't say that lightly. He's wearing a sexual chocolate T-shirt.
I was wondering where that was going, but
look
I get
the shirt.
Yes,
Randy Watson.
That boy good.
Good and terrible.
Where did you get that shirt before we start the proceedings?
It was a gift from someone.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually a running joke that me and Tim Jeske, who you hear a lot on the airways, me and him love this movie, so he bought this for me.
If you don't love Coming to America, I you're a communist.
Okay.
It's a wonderful film. You don't like it?
Oh, no. I people get that. Apparently, you're not making a statement like my shirt was yesterday.
Okay, first of all, we're not going there. There was confusion about your shirt. I was like, is that Nick Wright? And you're like, actually, it's Captain Zood's.
It's like, it's General Zod.
Whatever.
It's like, is that Colin Kaepernick saying, Neil?
General Zod. Evan was, I thought it was Nick Wright.
And I'm like, thing, what? Kenny, of all people, got it. And I'm like, okay, Kenny's like, oh, good, General Zod. I'm like, thank you.
But that was at the end of the day, he finally said that.
Evan was like, yeah, I'm not really into Star Wars.
One problem, it's Superman. All right. We've got a lot to talk about. And look, I know it's early, but it's part of the discourse. There are some trade pieces being written. And obviously, the day after Jackson Joe blows out, people are talking. No, let me say this. Look, don't take this out of context, which means you absolutely will. It's actually good that this happened now versus Job in the middle of his peak. That you get it out of the way now. It's never good that it happens. No one's rooting for that. You'd love to have a 12-year MLB career making 7 all-star teams and never have it happen. The problem is this is basically like, I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's almost like they stamp your ticket or in Monopoly. You pass go and you get $200. Mm-hmm. If you're a young superstar pitcher, you pass go and you get Tommy John. Mm-hmm. So, look, I just better now. When look, imagine if Job is real and it's 3 years from now. And he's on the cusp of being a Cy Young guy, and then gone.
Bruh, there are high schoolers who get this electively done.
Which is wild.
To get it out the way.
But I told you today back the flexor strain. Yeah. I was like, this you is what it leads to. I'm just
you know
scared.
What? Mike, in the terms of baseball, let's just say this.
Yes.
You went 2 for 2.
Thank you.
You went 2 for 2. Because you said, yeah, I got a feeling it's going to be Tommy John surgery. Because you're a hater.
But I'm just negative.
But then you called the next thing that we're going to talk about.
Well, so look.
You went 2 for 2.
This is fun, though.
A little better than Javi right now.
Okay. He'll turn it right around. I want to ask a question. And the Job injury is the backdrop. Because these are pitchers. They're all one pitch from disaster. Well, Tarek Skubal, you know, you heard Cookies ask Scott Harris the question in their interview. Thought it was a fair question. I thought Scott Harris gave a fair answer. No issue. Every time he pitches, fans immediately run out and are like, sign this man, pay this man. You know, it's the little gif of Lil Wayne sprinkling money in the air. And it doesn't happen. And whether it was Scott Harris a while back saying it takes two to tango, or yesterday just saying, hey, look, I'm not going to discuss negotiations. It doesn't help Tarek. It doesn't help us. Fair. But here's what I wanted to do. Tarek Skubal was on one of the, if not the most popular sports podcast in the land, and pardon my take, my buddy Big Cat. And they threw something out there that I threw out last year, basically saying, look, this is probably what it'll take. This is a Scott Boras client. They threw out 10 at 425. And Skubal responded pretty quickly. Now, it's only, what, 7 seconds of audio? Okay, let's just play this. And I want to, we're going to try to, like, have some olive branches to this.
Okay.
Here's Tarek Skubal on Pardon My Take. So there you go. But here's the deal. I want to know right now if Tarek Skubal and Boras called you. And we'll just flatten the numbers. 10 at 400. Yes or no? Are you signing him? Because if your answer is no, and again, you guys do whatever you want to do. If your answer's no, here's what I'm dropping at Rico's doorstep, like the stork.
I was about to say like the brisket.
I could do that for you if you like. The point is, if it's no, then it means your window is now. Because there's a very real chance he wouldn't be with you next year. That he's going to be on an expiring deal. You want to recoup something. And the comp pick really isn't it. So would it impact? Would your discussion of a Skubal contract impact what you want to do with the deadline? And look, I want the guy here. I think anybody with a brain does. But if that was what they wanted, which we don't have any evidence of, but for fun, sports are supposed to be fun. If I said Rico Beard, David Hall, Kenny Cott, or you, the listener, right now, Scott Boras calls up and says, here's the deal, 10 at 400. I'm not going to get in the weeds about opt-outs and club options and different, just leave it out, 10 at 400. Yes or no to signing Skubal? And does your answer to that question impact your view of the deadline and what the Tigers World Series window is?
Mm-hmm.
So Rico, stork has left.
No. No, I would not sign him at 10 to 400. And it would it would tell me that we have a two-year window to get as much done, especially this year, because you're already like around 20 games over 500 or so. This is our year. We have to prepare because he may walk next year. We may have to do something to get a little to make a trade. So absolutely, let's go all in this year, and we're going to ride Skubal till the wheels come off. Because a 10-year deal, I think it's going to sound great for the first couple of years, but by those final years, you're stuck with him and you got to pay him. No.
You know the interesting note? He's already had Tommy John, and he's already had flexor tendon surgery. So again, if you don't want to sign him, you can make a case. If you do, what you're getting right now in Tarek Skubal currently from last year and this year is the best years of Clayton Kershaw. The numbers really do line up. Yes, they're both left-handed. Randy Watson.
And real quick, but I told David, I don't know if this is an option, but if Boras would say and agree to, I'll give you. It's not the money, it's the term, it's the years.
I understand
years.
That.
I would even go 5-year, 200. Let's do it right now because I need you in your prime. I don't need you dragging this thing out for 2 years and then you sign this deal at 31, meaning you're 41, the final year of the deal. Don't need that.
David, 10 at 400. If he would take it right now and it would end this saga, would you offer it? Yes or no?
If he took it right now, which means he's 29, you're 39 at the end of that, yes. But if I'm waiting, he wants.
It's today.
Then I would say yes.
You would say yes.
I would say yes today.
Rico
yes.
says no. Kenny Cott, newly engaged.
Yeah, I would say yes right now.
You would say yes.
Right here, right now, I would say yes. But if you say no, recognize you're exactly right. Your window is right now.
Yeah.
You have to have urgency at this deadline.
There might be recency bias for me based on the Job news, based on what I know about pitching. I love Skubal, but it was part of the reason I wanted to get this thing done last year. And if you don't get it done, then, well, we know the other option. We're not going there. You're in a World Series window right now. I think I've kind of arrived at pitch him until the wheels fall off and say goodbye. I'm not going to sign him to a 10-year deal. I'm just not doing it. Like, I don't care if it's Garrett Crochet. I don't care if it's Paul Skeens. I mean, I can't sign a pitcher to a 10-year ironclad, no outs deal. But here's my one point. I said last year, because of what Garrett Cole signed for. By the way, Garrett Cole blew out, dead. If I repped Skubal, I want 40 a year. Well, that's what this is. I'm not mad at anyone who says, pay him his money. It's not my money. I don't care. I love him. No problem. I'm not mad at you in the least. But I don't think you have a right to be mad at me for saying I'm not doing that. And also, I would have done it a year prior, signing it at 28, not 29 or 30. I think right now I've arrived at a point I'm going to enjoy every time he pitches. I'm going to pitch him until the wheels fall off. I've got this year and I've got next year. And maybe I would let him walk away for nothing. And look, do I think it will end up a mistake if that happens? Probably. But if I win the World Series, I will more than live with it.
Mm-hmm.
People, what do you say to it? He was on, pardon my take, they floated a fun number, 10 at 425. And Skubal seemed more than happy to say, oh yeah. Well, what about you? What if Skubal and Boris called today? What do you do? And if you say no to it, does that impact how you feel? Because again, guys, let's zoom out for a minute, Rico, and I'll be quick. You have Skubal now and next year. Is there a future for Flaherty? Don't know. Do we know Casey Mize is a part of the future? Now, he was much better pre-injury than not last night, better. But okay, Mize is a question. There's no future for Cobb. There's not a lot there. Job is not going to be seen in a meaningful manner until 2027 now. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be rude. You're probably not going to get him at 150 innings until 2028.
Yep.
So you got about a 2-year window. That's why I want to be aggressive at the deadline. 19 games over 500 is unbelievable. It's fabulous. But I do. I'm with Rico in this. I think the window's now. And yes, I mean, bringing up, all jokes aside, but when you bring up Clark or McGonagall or Briseno or some of these other dudes, hey, they might be awesome. They might be the next Jordan Walker and be terrible. The point is, the pitching, mm-hmm. your window's now.
Got it.
So I'd love to talk to the people about it. But he perked up when they went 10 at 425, and he goes, that would be nice.
Which tells me probably those aren't numbers that he's been listening to for a while, whether it's his agent, but yeah, he's like, yeah, if they came with that number, be a done deal.
Yep. 248-539-9797. I'm putting you in control of the Tigers. You and you alone. You get to live in your world. Do you want Skubal at 10 at 400? I can't do that. But that's makes sense if you repped him and he's a lefty and he's going to go back-to-back Cy Young. Yeah. And newsflash, don't worry if you don't want to pay him. My team will. You'll love him. He'll look beautiful in pinstripes. It's not my money. I don't care. Bottom line, win the World Series, and none of it matters.
Right.
So just win, baby.
There's a countdown
clock. 248-539-9797. Let's have a little fun with it. No need for anyone to be angry.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare.
All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's Tarek Skubal. Pardon my take. 10 at 425 was brought up, not by Tarek, but the look on his face and the way he responded. All right, we're going to have some fun with it. Let's say Boris called and said, all right, we can get a deal done right now, Scott. 10 at 425. 10 at 400, round numbers. Would you do it? I've said no. I would have done it probably last year if I knew I could get it done, some outs, some different things. I don't know. I just kind of look at this now, and it's probably based on what just happened with Job. I can't make a 10-year commitment. And what I don't want to do for the sake of the topic, Rico, David, Kenny, I don't want to get into this. Well, you could have opt-outs after year 4 and 6.
Nope.
Too confusing.
He's yours for 10 years.
10 at 400.
You can trade him. He's yours.
You can defer the money.
Right.
You can do whatever you like.
He's yours for 10 years. Think of it like that. This isn't one of those, well, after 4 years, we'll trade him. No.
But if you say yes, fine. You know what you're into. If you say no, doesn't that impact how you have to view this team's true best window? We know there's help on the way with the kids. We know that their lineup is in a very good place. But, man, beyond even this year, without Skubal, what does the rotation look like? Certainly beyond next year. So it's just a question.
Because the way I see it, if you say no, you got to be prepared, because I think you'll be good right now while he's here. And then there may be a dip down where you're not as good. But once all of those younger players finally get here, and what Scott Harris is hoping for, you'll be good again. You just won't be paying him, ends up like $50 million a year.
$40 million
a year. So, yeah.
David, ticket text, the early returns on this question.
Yes, I think the only way I'd be unhappy is if he leaves. It's not my money, and honestly, I couldn't stomach seeing him go to New York or California team. Dave in Detroit.
I mean, the pinstripes would look beautiful.
Yeah, it would just get hurt if he goes there.
No, thank you.
In that ballpark, too, man. Him and Fried at the top of the rotation. Garrett Cole in between. My God.
I do 10 at 400 in a heartbeat. He's the best pitcher in baseball, and it's not my money, so entertain me. Logan in Southfield.
That's two. Go ahead.
I'll say yes, but I prefer 7 years, I will take 10. Nah,
you don't get preference.
Ryan at work.
No preference.
It is all or nothing.
Mm-hmm. You're committing to 10 to get his best 5. So, yes, 10 for 400 is a deal for me.
You know what's interesting in all of this, and I don't want to nerd out, but just hear me before all of you yell at me. It is almost guaranteed we're going to have a lockout after 26. So just keep that in mind. It is like a mortal certainty there's going to be a lockout after next season. So you just do have to keep certain things in mind. I'm just throwing it out there. Want to go to the people?
Let's go to the people.
Joe's in Sterling Heights. He's leading off today. JoJo, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, men? I'm going to agree with the ticket text. I am completely on board. 400 at 10 years. When was the last time the Tigers had a guy, a superstar that we drafted and we retired? I know that that's not really the crux of the conversation, but I'd sure. love for this guy to stick his whole career with us and just be that guy, man. You know, I hate seeing Verlander bouncing around now all these years later. I would have loved for him just to finish up in Detroit. That's part of it with Skubal. And then what your ticket text said, I will pay him the 10 to get the best 5 years out of him, bro. And that's where I'm at.
Okay. But Joe, knowing that those last 5 years, you know, you're looking at, you know, the pitching version of Miggy, where he's just kind of out there and he's a mascot.
Hey, bros, Miggy was part of the reason that got a lot of us out to the ballpark, if we're going to be honest, for those really downturn seasons. So, I mean, if Skubal, if we're looking at the ghost of what Skubal was, I mean, maybe that's it. You know, I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that.
Okay. All right.
Joe's in. And again, I don't think there's any villains in this.
No, there's no right or wrong. I would not, like I said, I would rather do a 5-year deal right here, right now. But 10 is just, in my opinion, that's just way too much.
Here's what you're getting with Skubal now, right? I talked about Kershaw. The prime Kershaw was 7 years. Really six, though. But all right, we'll go seven. Kershaw in the Cy Young either won it or finished second in 5 of the 7 years. Had a third and a fifth in between in there. So here's your 7 years. All right, now you've already used one of the years. You used last year. So now it's a 6-year window. You're in year two now. So when you call up and go, man, why is Rico saying you're signing for 10 to get 5? Because it really lines up, and Kershaw kind of fell off a cliff after that a little bit. So look, it's about a 5-year thing. You're not wrong. And I wanted to see if it synced up. I like when the data does it more than, golly, J. Rico, I think. No, the data backs your statement. Yeah. And I hate saying no to it, but I think I got to say no. I just, last year, I think I was more in the mood to do it. But I'm fine if they do it. It's not my money. I don't
True.
Care.
Absolutely.
Go to Marcus, 97.1. Marcus, what's going on, pal?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I'm probably going to be the only one that says no. I'm just, the responsible person in me says, I'm not giving him 10 years. It's not even the $40 million. It's the 10 years, because I know 7, 8, and 9 in 10, you know, they're going to look, like you said, they're going to look like Miggy's last 3 or 4 years. I wouldn't do it. And
so let me ask you this question, though. Because you said no, I need you to answer the follow-up question. Does it change your opinion, despite their incredible start to this season? Does it change
Absolutely.
Your opinion about
Absolutely.
The need?
You have to do everything you can with any player at any position to win the championship this year. Not even next year. Yeah. This year, because next year, if you're really serious about not paying him.
Look, ultimately, Marcus, I'll give the organization credit because you look at what they did to try to get Bregman. I thought they went too far. I can't say that they don't want him. I don't have evidence of that. But if the one thing we've seen is, hey, it was a non-competitive offer, which is obviously going to be leaked out by Boris's camp, Tarek's camp. What if the organization is like, look, we're offering 5 at $200? You know, that's not a terrible offer. That's not a bad offer. It's not a cheap offer. But if the player wants certain things that you're just not willing to do, it's not about want. It's just you have lines drawn. I don't know.
5 at $200? No, I'm in.
Oh, I'd be no bro. I'd do 5 at $250.
You know what?
The money, it's
every, because at that point, it's not real. It ain't mine. Sure.
And he's the best pitcher in baseball at his zenith.
Sure, because you know what? Probably getting a contract after these 5 years won't be as good. So you know what? Make the money on the front end. Fine. You're right. I'll go
250. But you also know what you're getting into.
Right.
He could go out tonight, and on the sixth pitch, the unthinkable happens. I'm making a point. We just saw it with Job.
Yes.
You're not going to see Jackson Job for 2 years.
But I'm not on the hook for 10.
Exactly. That's why I'm backing you up.
Right. When those later years, man. If we can go in time, I'm like, no. Remember, you wanted this.
Tell you the one thing you're never going to see again. It's just funny looking at the Kershaw window I mean, look at these 233, 227, 236, 232, 199. Those are innings pitched. The days of seeing pitchers go 230, 235, 240, those days are long gone.
Well, the good news is you know he'll never hit those numbers here. So,
true.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
David, a couple of the ticket texts. Tarek Skubal was on Pardon My Take yesterday. The number was floated by the hosts, Big Cat and PFT, 10 at 4.25. We just evened it out for you, 10 at 400. If you held the purse strings and you got the call from Boris today, we could have a deal done today before he starts tonight, 10 at 400. Are you doing it? And I don't think anyone's right or wrong. I think it's all subjective. But the only thing I've asked is, if you say no, does it affect your view of what they need to do at the deadline of the window? And that's the only question you have to answer, because I don't think you get to say no and we're just going to chill out and this is fun. I think you've got a 2-year window for your best shot, your very best shot. And your very best shot is Skubal, minimum twice in a 7-game series and potentially 3 times. If you have the best pitcher in baseball, and he's a lefty, that's your best shot. So that's what we're having fun with. David, a couple ticket texts. I'll go to the callers.
10 years, no way. With 2 arm injuries, he may not survive those 10 years. That is Jody in Orange Park, Florida.
All right. There's a no from Orange Park, Florida.
I'm not signing that deal. I'm all for using Skubal and dealing him.
There's
he can
another.
Very well turn into Jordan Zimmermann at 35, and then you still have 4 more years.
All right, there's another no.
Of course, I want to sign Skubal, but I don't think I want them paying a non-position player that kind of money.
Now a trio of no's after a trio of yeses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No to 10.
That means we got a good topic here.
Yeah. No to 10, no to 9, no to 8, no. Okay.
Hold on. 8?
They're just going down the line. They're saying I want only to do 5.
You sure you wouldn't pay 8 at 320?
That wasn't a choice.
You sure?
That wasn't a choice.
You know, it wasn't.
Are you sure about that? Like, just,
and you know what? I would draw the line, yeah, get it to 7, and I'll do the deal.
This guy's like the dad in a Christmas story, bartering for a Christmas tree.
No, 7.
The deal is 10. That's what they talked about on the pod. That's what we're doing. But he's not wrong.
Now, you never seen me at a jewelry store. Let's go.
I don't ever want to. Let's go to Mike.
Well, you saw me at the comic book store.
Mike 97.1.
What's good, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, boss?
First and foremost, I think there's so many angles that are interesting with this. I think, like you've said before, the fact that he's not already signed is a huge tell, I think, in the future plans for him and for the franchise moving forward. And if they do extend him long-term, then you're looking at guys like Riley Green and other guys who just aren't going to be signed, because knowing this franchise, they're just not going to pony up the money necessary to keep all the players. So I really don't think he's going to be signed. So I agree with you. I think the time is absolutely right now, these next 2 to 3 years. I don't believe in 8 to 10 year windows. I think that's a Fugazi ask the Braves right now. If they think they still have this extreme window when they're having a really tough year with a few injuries, it takes 1 or 2 injuries. So I agree with you. You got to go in now.
Okay. So there is the no, but that means hyper aggression now. All right. Mike,
I do have one question for you before I take off. I want to listen, because I heard you guys talk about college football last year. Yeah. I have an idea, a proposal for you. Mm-hmm. Relegation system. You were talking about 32 teams in a super league get 4 conferences of 8. The 8th place team gets relegated to the next round of 32 teams or whatever you have, and that the top 4 teams from that conference get moved up to the next level. Just an idea.
Here's my answer. And Mike, I say this every time this gets brought up. While European soccer relegation model is the greatest idea ever, it also has a 0% shot of ever happening in America. Ever.
Why is that?
A multitude of reasons that include selfish TV bastards and the idea that none of these owners are ever going to willingly have their TV money ripped from underneath them the way that soccer teams do in Europe. You go from the EPL to the Coca-Cola League, you're dead. And it's a long climb back. And sometimes that you never come back. Like the team that just won Serie A in Italy, Napoli. They were the kings of the deal in the early 90s. Relegation. They were down in the community league. They played Greater Life on Tyrement. It took them 30 years to get back to prominence. No.
See, I
beat them.
I like that you said that. Because you're kind of putting it in, because a lot of people think in the relegation, it's really just kind of a spin the wheel. Okay, you go down for a year, you'll be back up next year.
No.
You go down, and Boise State took your spot, and you're never coming back. Plain and simple.
Yeah, it'll never happen.
So it sounds good.
It's the greatest idea.
But I think people believe that once you go down for a year, okay, you'll be back. It's like
you can, but there's no guarantee. Correct. And it's just never going to be with the TV deals and the way the sports are
sold.
Yeah,
you're going to need all your former partners from the Big Ten or whatever conference you're in kind of vouch that, hey, that's my guy. Go ahead and give him another shot.
Let's go to Jay 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, fellas. Lovely to speak to you today.
What's going on, Jay?
So this whole Scoobal thing, it's such an interesting conversation. It's like sending me in an emotional tailspin. I feel like my girlfriend when I ask her where she wants to go for dinner. Like, I don't know what I would do, because both sides do make sense on this. But I think, gun to my head, I think I'd pay him and just do it. It comes from an emotional decision, not a pragmatic one, because it feels good. I thank God I don't run the Tigers. Thank God. Because I really, you know, I go to the grocery store and I buy stuff I know is going to sit in my fridge, but I buy it anyway because it feels good and I lose money on it. But at the time, it feels good. And I think I would just, he's the best pitcher in baseball. And I would take that 4 or 5 years because I have this blind faith and hope in the team. I do. I have no problem looking in the mirror and saying that I'm probably being over emotional and unrealistic, but I would. I'd do it.
But again,
I'm so excited with what's happening right now. I don't want to let it go.
And you have every right, because Jay, whether it's tonight or July 12th, September 12th, the playoffs, every night he pitches, you feel like you're winning. That's a very rare thing.
Totally. It's like I'm watching a Disney movie every time. Yep. I love it.
No, you're not wrong. And Jay, look, I grew up rooting for a team who the owner made emotional decisions. Look, Mr. I made emotional decisions. Mm-hmm. Part of them, some of it worked and some of it didn't. But no, I think emotion plays a role still, depending on team to team, organization to organization. You're not wrong for feeling the way you feel.
And Jay, I can see, just like one caller said, it would be nice to have a Tiger for life where he started off here. And
you
he
care about that?
Sometimes it's nice to see, because, yeah, because it's your guy. You didn't feel like you rented him out and he was only your guy for a few years. And now you
If at the deadline you went out and acquired a guy, you'd view him as a rental at the parade.
No, you wouldn't view him as a rental at the parade. But you know what it becomes? It becomes like it's the Verlander argument. Goes into the Hall of Fame, which hat is he wearing type of thing?
Tigers.
Was he a Tiger?
Just win it all. I don't care who.
Because I'm thinking it'd probably be an Astro hat.
No.
Where'd he win?
I don't care. No.
See?
No.
But,
that's a ridiculous.
But imagine if he was just a Tiger. This is not an argument.
First of all, the Tiger's the better hat. Just on surface, it's the better hat.
I understand, but he had more success there.
I disagree.
He did not have more success. He won a World Series in Houston. His success was here. Cy Young's.
He was the benefactor of garbage cans.
Yes.
248.
Oh, you know, never mind, David. I forgot where I was.
No. Well, you mean planet Earth?
Okay. Mike is riding around on a mule with a raccoon in a bag. Okay.
Michigan is the Astros. The Astros are Michigan. It's all the same.
Win a championship, we celebrate it.
But my point is, you get to say that, I get to say this, and we move on.
I understand. I'm just saying, every now and then it's nice to just have a guy who is just yours.
Okay.
Hey, we're live, back to 1980 baseball.
Live from 1983, it's Rico Beard.
I said every now and then. I didn't say every player.
248-539-9797. Dustin is up next, 97.1. What's up, Dustin?
What's up, guys? Love your show.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, so add me to the no. So I'm going to go no on this. It's tough as a fan that thinks thinking the scoop will not be on 2026. But I come from a point of view more of what's the healthy decision for the organization. And I'm not in the Chris Illich's cheap camp. I mean, obviously he's not like his dad. And I think he will spend money. I think Bregman was a sign of that. But let's say we raise our payroll. I don't know what it is, 120 this year. Let's say we're going to be $160 million payroll in the future, which is a nice bump up. You're talking about 25% of your payroll in one player, and that one player is not an everyday player. That's just too much. I mean, if that player gets hurt, you have 25% of your payroll that's not even helping you win at that point. With the pitcher viability of that position, the healthy choice for the organization is we can't. I think the Yankees and the Dodgers, they have $300 million payrolls. They can take that chance because if a $40 million player is hurt or is underperforming, they got three more of them, or they can have three more of them. And I just think for a team like the Tigers, I think we're looking at this year. And then I personally would listen in the offseason. You know, 1 year left. If there's that, someone wants to go for a World Series, it gives me a monster deal for that 1 year. Otherwise, I'd have two playoff runs with them. I'd have two playoff runs, and then I'd take the comp pick and then make plans accordingly.
Dustin, what you say makes sense, and I know I'm going to probably step into a rake with Mike with this, but it kind of reminds you of, like, in college when that team gets that one five-star player, he better hit. Whereas a team like Alabama has a team full of them, and if it's a bust, no big deal. Your five-star ended up flipping burgers at Burger King.
Yeah, and again, I know baseball with no salary cap. The salary caps, in quotations, are self-imposed depending on what team you root for. He makes a great point. If you're going to pay a pitcher $40 million, well, what percentage of your cap are you comfortable with? So, again, if you're sitting at 143 like they are currently, I believe, let me just double-check. Hold on. I apologize, guys. Yeah, 143. You probably can't do that. If you're sitting at 200, it becomes a different calculus. Right. I don't know what their plans are moving forward. So it's an interesting way to look at it.
Well, that's why, because, I mean, if you're bringing up all the young guys from the minor leagues, that's telling you you're going to keep that salary cap under wraps. It's not going to be high.
Which means you can spend on Scooble. Paying these guys in bomb pops. I mean, like, seriously, guys like Parker Meadows don't have to get paid until 29.
Right.
That's where, isn't it crazy with baseball CBA and like how it works? Mm-hmm. Like the idea that you don't have to pay a guy until they're 28 or 29. Imagine if the NBA was like this.
Exactly.
Oh dear.
Oh yeah. Wow. We just quickly extended Colt Keith.
So. Yeah. You'd be paying Cade and like Coney gift certificates and stuff.
Colt will make $28 million in like 6 years.
Crazy. All right, touch the table, a little football, all the football you need in about 8 minutes time. And I can call David this accurately because he's wearing the T-shirt. Sexual chocolate.
Yes, sir.
No, let's talk Randy Watson.
Let's talk some college football here. So there's a ton of teams here that have been getting hyped during the offseason. We're going to go through some. Are you buying or selling the hype? Let's start with Texas Tech. They have reeled in the number two transfer class in the country, and they have a veteran quarterback returning. So are you buying or selling the hype on Texas Tech?
I'm buying. I think eventually money does matter. Yes, you could throw Florida State in my face. I actually like Tech's coaching staff. I love the talent down there, and they have been stacking it. And they're not wasting time on guys. You go down there, you don't perform, you're gone. McGuire is not fooling around. And they have an opportunity in what I deem to be a soft conference. So I'm buying. Go ahead.
No, I'm buying a lot of what he just said. I mean, they are spending money, David. Not just in football, but they're going out. Yesterday, they just bought a brand new women's softball team. So apparently the oil money is big in Texas. And as Mike said, if you are underperforming, you don't have a scholarship spot there. So they move on quickly. Big 12, yes, I'll buy it.
And by the way, you talked about the coaching staff. Their coaching staff has won three straight seasons, winning seasons, which is the first time they've done that in that program since the Southwest Conference.
Oh, that'd be head coach Spike Dykes, Byron Hanspard at running back, Bam Morris, Steelers legend.
Mm-hmm.
Guns up, Rico. I love Tech football.
Move over to Oklahoma. They've brought in a transfer quarterback in
John Mateer.
And running back, Jaden Ives.
I love what? I'm just going to go ahead and opt out.
No. He named two of my teams I'm high on this year. I think Brent Venables is a complete boner, but we're going to overlook it. OU has got the quarterback, and they've got the running back to run that offense the way it should be run. They've had the weapons. I'm in. OU, Boomer Sooner, and that stupid little wagon. I'm
buying the hype, David, only because I think that they have been embarrassed because they have been underperforming for OU standards. They've gone out there. Now they have the quarterback. Now they're going to have the pieces in place. And, yeah, they're going to be a have and not just a have not. They will be better, and, you know, they'll get it done.
Okay, let's move over to the ACC with Clemson. Yes, we talk about their quarterback, Cade Klubnik, but they have future first-round picks in Peter Woods and T.J. Parker on the other side of the ball, defensive line.
I'm going to say yes because Clemson and Dabo finally realized you can't just do it with recruits. He is now dipped into the portal, so I will rescind what I said that it was over. Because had they just stuck with the way they were recruiting, no. But yes, in the ACC, you're getting NFL players. You're bringing in the transfer portal players. Yes, I'll buy.
What he said. And Klubnik's a Heisman contender. So you just what Rico said.
They have a lot of wide receivers.
Isn't it strange to hear Rico talk positively about Clemson football?
It is strange.
You know why? It is. Because if you change, I can change. I sound like Rocky IV.
Yes. And we can change.
We can change.
Let's move over to the SEC and let's talk about LSU, which many believe they have the best quarterback in the country in Garrett Nussmeier.
I'm not a big Nussmeier fan. I'm not. I keep being told he's good. I need to see it. I think Kelly is fighting for his job right now because LSU is one of those teams where you don't get it too many years to be mid. You're okay. Either you're winning a title or you're fired. I don't think Nussmeier is going to be that guy. I'm not buying the hype. No.
I'm selling. Brian Kelly will lose a game close. They lost three NFL offensive linemen. They lost an NFL tight end. They lost an NFL wide receiver. Once again, Brian Kelly in the late stages. He'll do something bonerific. I'm going to sell it.
And by the way, I talked about the number one transfer class in Tech. LSU has the number one. I'm sorry, they have the number two in Tech. This is the number one.
Where's State?
Can we just...
Let's move over to the Big Ten.
Okay, here's the thing. You do this one more time, and we're just going to do this segment, and you get it all out.
No.
You get it all out, Mike.
It was a question. Why are you upset?
Because nobody's buying State. This is, are you buying or selling? Oh, nobody's buying them this
sorry.
Year.
I'm sorry. I'm stupid. My bad.
Well, you're not stupid, but.
We can move over to the Big Ten, though,
yeah.
And talk about the Illini, who have third-year starter Luke Altmaier.
I hate him. I'll leave this to Rico. Can't do it. Plus, the coach wears a duvet cover.
I'm going to buy. I need to see their schedule, but they have figured out we're just going to run the ball. It's old-fashioned Wisconsin football. Will it win a national title? No. But can it get you in the playoffs? Yes. I will buy.
So you believe, like others, they'll start the year ranked, correct?
Yes.
Well, you have to sell that history because they haven't begun and finished a season ranked since 1990. So if they start ranked, then don't expect
like
them
I said,
to finish
for Clemson,
great.
If you could change, then I can change, and we could change, okay?
Let's move back to the SEC. Let's talk about DJ Lagway's team in Florida, which has running back Jaden Bah as well. Do you buy or sell Florida?
I do. I am buying Florida. I'm buying the QB, and I think that the coach has now turned the corner. He's got the full support, and, yeah, they're going to be good again.
Everything he said, Lagway's a stud. The recruiting's elite. They survived the worst schedule I've ever seen. It was almost designed to get him fired. And Napier's a little nutty. He's super analytics. He'll go for it on fourth downs. Yeah, I'm in. I'll look stupid. I'm in.
So let's finish off with these two teams here. The next two teams are
Michigan
probably going to be ranked in the top five to start the year.
I don't think Michigan State's going to be in the top five.
Damn it.
Mike, are you buying or selling Michigan State?
I don't know.
David, I'm sorry to hijack. Mike, are you going to buy or sell?
I don't know.
Returning quarterback.
Who cares? Go ahead.
Buy or sell what with Michigan State? That they'll do what?
David, I mean, Kenny, I'm just...
Thank you, Kenny.
I'm trying to just get it out of his system. That's all.
I sure can't wait to go to the Agway Bowl. All right, go ahead.
The last two teams here, Texas, Penn State.
Buy Texas, sell Penn State. Here's Rico Beard.
I'm going to buy Penn State.
Oh, my Lanta. What?
Well, I mean, bringing back Allen and Singleton in the backfield. I mean, when those two came back.
They still have Mr. Garvey as a head coach.
I understand.
Okay.
But they will have one of the best running back tag team tandems in college football. That will be enough to kind of idiot-proof the coach and win the games. Because when all else fails, Drew Aller can just turn around, hand it off. You got a great 1-2 punch. So, yes, I will buy Penn State. Now, David, is this buying for what? The national title or the playoffs?
This is just a hype.
Yeah. They will end up living up to the hype. They will end up making the playoffs.
Michigan State.
Michigan State will not make the playoffs.
Damn it. All right.
But in a way, I hope that they do because I would love to see what you have to say about it. Would you actually be happy?
Whoa. Then the world is
David. No, I just want
upside down.
Would he be happy or would I get hit with, well, it's a down year in college football?
I really don't think that would be my response, but that's fine.
That is your college football blitz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.